to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about seeing the good. So one of the ways to ensure that you stay in a positive mindset is to fill your mind with positive information. And so one of the ways that we take in some of the negativity that we see every day is through the media and through news outlets. And we've talked about this earlier in the week. But one of the things that I'm suggesting and the suggestion I made on Monday is really to realize that you now have the ability to control and fine-tune the media you receive and the way you receive it. And so what's great about now versus many years ago, you know, you go back 30 or 40 years, it was the nightly news. That was your source. And regardless of what was on the TV, that's what you got. And then the nightly news morphed into things like CNN, where you could watch things 24/7. But again, you're subjecting yourself to their content and to what they decide you should be watching. But what if you could take control of things? And that's the beauty of now, right? The internet gives you that ability. You can fine-tune the media you receive, you can control it, and news aggregation services can help you even profile yourself and create parameters for the types of stories that you want to receive. So there's a couple of them. I mean, even something as basic as an app called Upworthy. Upworthy is just an app that pulls in positive news stories from around the world and puts them in front of you so that you can read through them. And it really, it eliminates a lot of the negative stuff, just really gives you uplifting information. There's another one out there. It's called inspiremore.com. And what they do is on a daily basis, they'll just send you a positive email. I got one the other day. It was about Steven Tyler, the lead singer from Aerosmith. He was in Ontario, Canada, and he was in a store, and he ran into this kid that had Down syndrome, who was a huge, huge fan of Aerosmith. And this guy recognizes Steven and goes on to tell him that he tried to get tickets and couldn't get them. Well, not only did Steven get him tickets, he got him backstage and got him on stage. So here's this kid on stage having a great time, probably one of the best memories he'll ever have in his life, all because of something that Steven Tyler was good enough to do for him, recognizing it. I mean, you read things like that. It's just great to see it, right? As opposed to, you know, mass murderers or horrible things going on in the Middle East. You know, filling yourself with things like that is far more rewarding. It really is. I invite you to start with those two as a great point to start to pull in more positive information. I'm going to continue our discussion on this tomorrow. But here's the thing. If you're not getting here and listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. It's a simple commitment. Just get here for a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue our discussion on surrounding yourself with positivity and take a deeper dive into the concept of using the internet for news aggregation services. But for today, just give it a shot. Go to Upworthy, pull in the app, and see what you think. Look at inspiremore.com as another place to get that positive information. And just shoot me a line and let me know what you think.